Chapter 24. Dust blew straight across the Texas scrubland. In the twilight, it created a translucent curtain that made the town of Arnett seem like a ghost image. Bill Hapscom's Texaco sign had blown down and lay in the middle of the road. Someone had left the gas on in Norm Bruett's house, and the day before, a spark from the air conditioner had blown the whole place sky high, rattling lumber and shingles and Fisher-Price toys all over Laurel Street. On Main Street, dogs and soldiers lay dead together in the gutter. In Randy's Superette, a man in PJs lay draped over the meat counter, his arms hanging down. One of the dogs now lying in the gutter had been at this man's face before losing its appetite. Cats did not catch the flu, and dozens of them wove in and out of the twilight stillness like smoky shades. From several houses, the sound of television snow ran on and on. A random shutter banged back and forth. A red wagon, old and faded and rusty, the words Speedaway Express barely legible on its sides, stood in the middle of Durgin Street in front of the Indian Head Tavern. There were a number of returnable beer and soda bottles in the wagon. On Logan Lane, in Arnett's best neighborhood, wind chimes played on the porch of Tony Leominster's house. Tony's scout stood in the driveway, its windows open. A family of squirrels had nested in the back seat. The sun deserted Arnett, and the town grew dark under the wing of the night. The town was, except for the chirr and whisper of small animals and the tinkle of Tony Leominster's wind chimes, silent. And silent. And silent.